Well, my name is Aaron Watara. I'm a lieutenant in the United States Army, active duty. And I'm here today, I just want to talk to the community and say who I am, why I joined the military, what I believe, and why I've come to the decision I've made to take a public stance in opposition to this war, and also to state that because it is my belief that this war is illegal, any orders to force me to participate in it would be unlawful as well, and therefore it's my duty as an officer, according to my obligation to the Constitution and my oath, to refuse those orders to participate in a crime.
So you were in Iraq?
No, I was not in
Iraq. You haven't gone to Iraq at all?
No. I joined over in March of 2003, and at that time, I think like many Americans, I believed the administration when they told us that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and Saddam had strong ties to Al-Qaeda and 9/11. And at that time, when I first joined up, I had no reason to believe that our leaders in government, our administration, would betray the trust of the people. And I was commissioned as an officer in December of 2003, and I served a year in Korea. And when I redeployed back to the States, I was told I was going to be deploying to Iraq within a year. And so I felt it was my responsibility as an officer to learn everything I could about war in general, in order to better prepare my troops and train them for combat deployment. And I also began reading a lot of a whole broad base of articles and accounts on the Iraq War, on what was going on there at the current time and what had led us up to that point. And I think what I found was deeply shocking, not only as a person but as a member of the military, in learning that our administration had betrayed the trust of the people, had deceived us into going into this war that was totally unnecessary and unrelated to the war on terrorism. And I felt for a time ashamed of who I am, knowing that our government was doing this in our name. And I had to come to the decision of what I was going to do. Inside I was in a lot of turmoil. On one hand, I had my duty as I knew it, to obey every order without question and just do what I was told, to just do what everyone else was doing, was to go over to Iraq and fight. On the other hand, I knew what the truth was, that we were not fighting for democracy. We're not fighting simply just terrorists. We were fighting an indigenous insurgency who was resisting our occupation. And many, many lives were being sacrificed for what I felt was nothing. I came to the point where I was no longer to watch the pain and the suffering of so many members of the armed forces, so many military families being devastated by these losses, and the grief and the suffering of Iraqi civilians, and all for what I felt was a intentional deception, to wage a war without any purpose, without any noble purpose, I believe. And so I came to the point where I believed that as a person, not only as a human being, not only as a citizen of this country, but as a member of the military, I could make a difference in helping to end this illegal war so that all soldiers and all members of the military could come back home and rejoin with their families. And that was to stand up publicly to oppose this war. At first, I did submit a letter of resignation. I gave the military a chance to allow me to leave quietly based on my convictions. And they refused to do that. They said, it doesn't matter what your moral beliefs are or what your ideological beliefs, your commander-in-chief has ordered you to go, and you're going to go come and fight with us. You really have no choice in the matter. And so I felt that I could better serve my soldiers under me and all soldiers and all members of the military by speaking out against this administration in order to hold them accountable. Because if we don't, if we stand silent as Americans, as members of the military, we give those who orchestrated this war leave to do the same, to commit more illegal acts, to violate more of our laws, all in our name, and all to the detriment to our society and to the world. And I felt it was really time for me to act and to do something. So, and also in standing up, I set an example, I believe, to the many members of the military, that we all have a duty and an obligation, and we don't give it away when we sign up, to evaluate the legality and the truthfulness behind every order, including the order to go to war. Probably most importantly, that order to go to war, and make the right decision for ourselves, and make the honorable decision regardless of the consequences. When I came out publicly last week, I was immediately notified the next day that I was being accused of making disloyal statements. They are going to open up an Article 15-6 investigation where there's an investigating officer who will, I guess, review the interviews, review things I've said, and recommend to my command whether they should formally charge me. And certainly, I have been notified that if I do not get on the plane to deploy to Iraq with the rest of the soldiers in my unit, I will be formally charged with probably numerous things, including disobeying a lawful order, missing movement by design, and they'll probably pile on contemptuous words against government officials, conduct unbecoming, dereliction of duty, all kinds of things, in order to chop the charges and basically coerce me into going with them. But I will not obey those unlawful orders to deploy to an illegal war. I will not get on that plane. And so I'm looking at possibly 2 to 5 years in prison, a dishonorable discharge, dismissal from the military, and a loss of all pay and allowances during that time. But people have asked me, why do it? You know, why don't you just go serve your year in Iraq, get out of the army, and go protest all you want? But one, it's a matter of conscience. I could not live with myself, and I think be true to myself, knowing the truth, knowing what's really wrong in terms of this war and how this administration is conducting it and conducting itself, and still go along with it because it would possibly be the easier way out. And, you know, because I wouldn't have to face the ostracism and the hatred of so many within this country and within the military. To me, that would be the cowardly way out. And I could not live with myself and look at myself in the future and look back at this moment and say, you know, okay, that was the right thing to do, because it's not. When we join the military, we all commit to making a sacrifice for our country. And I can think of no better way to serve my troops, to serve my country, by standing up and holding our leaders accountable and upholding our democratic principles of equality for all and separation of powers, and just basically upholding our laws and doing the right thing. The military doesn't want to admit, but there are a lot of members of the military, soldiers, Marines, sailors, airmen, who are going AWOL because, well, they could be going AWOL for a number of reasons, but I believe a lot are going because they're opposed to this war and they feel they have no other choice but to go AWOL or to go off to Canada. And the military doesn't want to make that public, of course. Certainly, I've drawn a lot of inspiration from those who have gone before me in resisting this war publicly, not only in this war, but in previous wars, in the Persian Gulf War and also the Vietnam War. Those who knew that the wars we were fighting were wrong and would not participate in it. I saw that the administration was refusing to change course. I saw that the politicians either enabled him or were powerless to stop him, or for some other reasons they were doing nothing. I saw that for the majority of Americans, there are many Americans out there who are protesting. I mean, there's, I believe, a more majority of America who is opposed to this war and opposed to this administration. But thinking one thing and protesting against it silently is different from actually taking action. And I saw that not many people within this country were willing to do that, either out of apathy or ignorance or not really willing to sacrifice anything in order to make things right and bring our troops home. So I felt that even though, you know, usually they say members of the military have no voice, your ideological beliefs are null and void. I felt it was time for me to go beyond that and think about my loyalty to the Constitution and to the people of this country. Whoever's watching this, the time has come for us to really stand up and sacrifice something to ensure that democracy and true democracy and true freedom are upheld within our own country. I guess I would challenge everybody. I'm sacrificing my freedom. I'm willing to go to prison and be hated by millions for my beliefs and what I believe in this country and what we all hold as our beliefs as Americans. And I just want to challenge people out there and ask them, what are you willing to sacrifice?